Proverbs 18:13, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Now, this exhortation and warning, I suppose, is clearly given because we're prone to that. There are several reasons why people do this. They answer a matter, or that is, make a judgment concerning a matter before they hear it. Why would somebody do that? Well, a lot of people make poor judgments based on appearance. The Lord said, don't judge things based on the way they look, but judge righteous judgment. People have been assumed to be guilty because they just look like criminals to me or to you. Judging books by their covers is very common. And so a matter might be judged before it's even heard based on that. Maybe you know something else about somebody that makes you assume something in a completely different matter. You're judging a certain matter, and because you know something else, you assume something in this matter. That's not necessarily true. That's a common way that a matter is answered before it's heard. You might believe slander concerning somebody. Maybe it's even repeated by many. It may be false. Or even if it is true, it may not have any bearing on the matter to be answered. And so you answer the matter in your heart before you even hear it. One way people are guilty of answering a matter without hearing it is just to go along with what everybody else thinks. You haven't really heard anything specific about it, and yet, since the consensus of opinion is all in one direction, you just sort of jump on the bandwagon. Old prejudices, personal hunches, foolish assumptions can all cause bad answers to a matter. And as our text says, make fools of us and bring shame upon us. I can think of examples of this that I've been guilty of, and I imagine you probably can as well. Our Lord addressed this principle in John 7:23. If you'd please turn there and look at it with me. John 7:23. This is what we just quoted a moment ago. Judge not according to the appearance. John 7:23, if a man on the Sabbath day receive circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are you angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Don't judge, well, this is the way I see it. Judge righteous judgment. Now, this passage is significant to our text, not only because of the simple principle stated in verse 24, but also because of the source from which our Lord reasoned in verse 23, the Word of God. Remember what Moses did. Remember what the Scripture says. If we are to judge righteous judgment, how are we going to do that? Who will determine what is righteous and what is not? men like to form, you know, misinformation panels and get a group of people together to decide what's true and what's not true. Even in, especially in religion, you know, they'd have these councils and things to decide what's true and what's not true. How are you going to do that? Only God can do that. We have one source of righteous, perfect truth and judgment in this world. It's the source that all of our laws are based on, some of them very loosely and very foolishly, but all moral law, all civil law, all criminal law, all law is based on what God says is right and what God says is wrong. You can't follow your conscience because it's as depraved as the rest of you. One man can feel guilty about taking a pencil from the storeroom at work while another man murders his mother-in-law and never misses a wink of sleep. You can't follow your conscience. We have one source. And according to this book, there's really just one matter that needs answering. One thing is needful. What think ye of Christ? Don't answer that until you've heard the matter. Don't answer based on hearsay. Don't answer based on the opinions of men. Don't answer based on the consensus of the majority. You've got to hear the matter. You've got to hear it. There's a problem with that. And the problem is that almost all of the people that claim to present this matter of Christ, who he is and what he did, misstate the matter. Just about every one of them. I have friends sometimes, friends in Texas where I'm from and friends in other places, and they'll ask me, I'm interested in what you preach, but where can I hear that? Where can I go? And what are you going to tell them? Somebody that lives in a city where there's not gospel within 300 miles of them. What are you going to say? You've got to listen online. You've got to find somebody that speaks according to the word of this prophecy. Because if the matter is misstated, how are you going to answer it? If you hear the matter from them, from the religion of this world, you haven't really heard the matter. And we're warned about this in the Word of God. 1 John 4:1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And if you look at the context of that verse in 1 John 4:1, you'll see that the basis upon which it says to try those spirits is the person of Christ. Who is he? Where'd he come from? What did he accomplish? As he's revealed in this book. And it's vitally important now. It's vitally important. It's of eternal life and death consequence to find a man that God has sent to preach the gospel of Christ right from the Word of God. Isaiah 8:20 states the plain truth concerning this. to the law and to the testimony. That's this. The law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. Don't answer a matter based upon false information. Don't answer the matter until you've heard it as it is written from God Himself. Listen to Matthew 4:4 and think about it in light of our passage, our verse of Scripture in Proverbs. The Lord said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." Now, that doesn't mean that bread doesn't have all the nutrients in it to sustain life. It's talking about food. Man doesn't live by just food, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. If you believe God, faith is not believing in God. If you believe God, you believe every word of God, all of the word of God, everything He says. Don't believe that God loves everybody just because a bunch of men in suits are saying that. Don't believe that Christ died for everybody just because most people do. Hear the matter before you answer. And there's another problem. Not only are most people misstating the matter, but even if somebody states the matter as it is from the very word of God, you have no way of hearing it. Our scripture says, hear the matter before you answer it, before you make a judgment. And you don't have spiritual ears to hear. But the wonderful gospel, the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, is that God has always somebody telling the matter like it is. And through that means, He'll give you faith. He'll give you ears to hear if He's pleased to judge righteous judgment. If you hear from God, the one matter that matters is one that you must and shall answer. You're going to answer this matter now. You're answerable to God. He's not answerable to you. But you're answerable to Him. If you hear from God Himself who Christ is, you'll fall in love with Him. And you're going to bow to Him. You're not going to try Him, like religion said. Isn't it time to try Jesus? No, it's not. It's time to fall on your face and beg Him for mercy. That's what it's time to do. It's high time for that. If you hear from God Himself, from His Holy Spirit, as the gospel goes forth, what Christ did for sinners like you, you're going to trust Him. Your judgment on the matter, by the very grace of God Himself, is going to be this: Christ is my righteousness. Christ is my sin offering. He's my all and in all. So hear. Do you see that in our verse? Hear the matter. Hear the matter. Keep hearing the matter. No matter what, hear the matter. Prioritize everything else in such a way that you hear the matter. Hear the matter until, the scripture says, hear until. Until what? Take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until. How long? How many times? How often do I have to go to church, you know, the way people talk? Until. Until the day dawn. Until the sun comes up in your heart. Until the day star arise in your black heart and gives the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of His Son. And answer. Answer. Hear and answer. Don't just agree or disagree. Answer. That is, make judgment based on your hearing of the matter. By the grace of God, if you hear with an ear of faith, answer. The believer's whole life is an answer to this matter. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus answer. We thus judge. That if one died for all, then we're all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. What's your answer? Have you heard the matter? Answer. Answer. May our every judgment on everything be what it is, because by the grace of God we've heard the matter. We know who He is. We know what He did. We know why He did it. And we know where He is now by His grace. Let's pray.